Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
In the Old Testament, sacrifice was a means of atonement. When a person sinned, he or she brought an animal to the altar, and through its death, reconciliation was accomplished. What then does today's passage mean when Paul urges those of us who are believers to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice? Thankfully, there's no need for our blood to be shed. Jesus took care of that when he died on the cross for our sins. Instead, what Paul means is that our lives should be surrendered to the Lord. A surrendered life involves more than commitment. It's a decision to defer to God's will and the Holy Spirit, instead of following our own preferences. Every aspect of our being, body, soul, and spirit, is to be a living sacrifice. Though this may sound dreary, true freedom and joy are found when we yield to Christ. The Lord promised His followers that abundant life comes from losing ourselves in Him. Psalm 16, verse 11 says it best, "In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." Becoming a living sacrifice sounds like a tall order, and it is, but it's a call we need never face without Jesus. Remember, He is our constant companion and wants to help us.